Academy Award-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o has opened up about her grief over the loss of her Black Panther co-star Chadwick Boseman. 4 years after Boseman's passing, Nyong'o revealed that she has not watched Black Panther since his death from colon cancer at the age of 43, according to E! News. The actor said this during a panel discussion at the BFI London Film Festival on October 14. "I have to admit, I haven't seen the film since Chadwick died, so I am having a moment," Nyong'o stated, visibly moved as she recalled their time together. "Grief is just love with no place to put it. I don't run away from the tears of the grief. You just live with it. That experience will never be separate from the love that was formed," she said. The actress described her feelings while watching a clip of the film, noting the profound impact it had on her. "I watch this clip and I am filled with grief," she continued, adding, "I don't know whether I'll ever be done shedding my tears from losing my friend. But I am like, we get to see him alive. And that's so wonderful." Nyong'o's reflections come shortly after she shared a poignant tribute to Boseman on Instagram, marking the 4th anniversary of his death. She said, "Grief never ends. But it changes. It is a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. It's the price of love." In her heartfelt message, she added, remembering Chadwick Boseman. "Forever." Chadwick Boseman passed away in 2020, just before filming began for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. His absence greatly influenced the sequel's tone and narrative direction, as confirmed by Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige. "Ryan Coogler was guiding all of us through that," Feige stated, noting that Coogler wore a necklace with Boseman's picture every day during production as a tribute to his legacy. Angela Bassett, who portrayed Boseman's on-screen mother, also expressed her deep connection to his memory during filming. "I just remember just sitting there in silence, just thinking about it," she shared, adding, "Losing your son, losing your king, and it was just such reverence that we have in general, but of course, even more so without him." Dane Gurira, who played T'Challa's bodyguard Okoye, described the filming process as part of her healing journey. "One of the things that was very, very nourishing to me as we shot this film was keeping his image and his memory so close at all times," Gurira said, adding, "and knowing how he functioned in a space, how he was a creator and was all about the generosity towards others." Through her heartfelt remarks, Nyong'o and her fellow cast members continue to honor Chadwick Boseman's enduring legacy and the profound impact he had on their lives.